Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Rick Bunston as we talk about developing beef replacement heifers. Back on that in just a moment.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at dairymax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Beef cattle scientist Rick Funston is from the University of Nebraska. He knows a lot about helping cattle producers develop replacement females for your mama cow herd. And he says when you're thinking about heifers, that there's some fairly new ideas out there floating around about the right weight to try to get those heifers too before you can breed them.
Well, some of the old recommendations we're finding probably aren't absolute in having heifers at a minimal target weight at breeding, which was established 40 years ago at 2/3 of mature weight. We're finding we can get heifers pregnant at half, 50-55% comfortably. And I guess the other thing is to treat the heifer enterprise as more of a yearling system, that you keep more heifers than you likely would need for your breeding needs. At some point when this drought isn't widespread, we're going to have a huge demand for replacement females into this decreasing cow herd. And with high feed input prices, these research findings are never been, I guess, more important to the industry, in that we can develop heifers on minimal inputs, on corn residue, for example, if we have it to feed, to some lower quality feedstuffs with minimal supplementation. Again, gaining around a pound and a quarter, pound a day will get you to a weight where a high percentage of heifers will breed. Be my recommendation, if you do have excess pregnant animals, to have your veterinarian age those animals and keep the ones that are bred early and maybe sell the rest.
Rick Funston says that one of the keys when you've got a group of beef replacement heifer candidates is not to overfeed them and use a low-cost ration.
There's a multitude of things that could be utilized. I guess I'd go for a least-cost ration, and probably if we have corn residue, that's going to be the cheapest thing out there. There's any other number of feedstuffs from, we don't have to have things real high quality. Moderate quality grass hay with a minimal amount of supplementation will get you there, and easily balance some rations again for, a pound and a quarter, pound and a half maximum. I never want a heifer gaining over a pound and a half a day, and likely we don't need that. And there's some real opportunity in roughing heifers on to be gaining substantially less than that, up till say 30 to 45, 60 days before breeding, and then increase the plan of nutrition somewhat to actually stimulate those animals cycling.
And again, Rick Funston says the key, don't overfeed them. Rick Funston out of the University of Nebraska joining us today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.